Boy, tip your cap to these head coaches, man. I'll tell you this. I don't want to speak for all the coaches, but I think I know this for a fact. They don't do it for the paycheck.
Yeah. It's not pushing anybody into another tax bracket, believe me. Yeah.
So, again, the work and the effort that they put in just off the charts. And, again, knowing that, we appreciate the time that they spend to come out to the Brew Kettle and join us here for our Coaches Preview Show, again, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Orthopedic Associates. Up next, the head football coach over at Brookside High School, Paul Ferguson. Boy, it seems like Paul and I have been doing this now for a few years, correct, Coach?
It's year number four.
Is this year number four?
This is number four.
Wow. So tell us about the progress that you feel is being made. I remember that first year talking to you about putting those building blocks in place and kind of having a short-term plan and a long-term plan.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Yeah, I was a little spoiled that first year. You know, I kind of adopted a senior-heavy class, and, you know, we just missed the playoffs that year, went 6-4. And, you know, it just didn't translate like I wanted it to the couple of years after. So now, you know, I'm year three after that year. And you know what? It kind of started in the off season. You know, the weight room was a little more crowded this off season. And then the summer, you know, they took it right into summer, into summer practices. And then obviously two-a-days now. The numbers are, you know, still a little weak, not where I really want them. But the freshman class, you know, it's a great freshman class, which is a change. You know, usually you're used to getting four or five, six freshmen. Now we're up to about 14 freshmen this year. So you got to always think long term. And then, you know, and there's some upperclassmen that have some varsity experience. So that progress is, it keeps going.
And as I just mentioned to Rob Howells, a first year head coach at Wellington, you know, when you're coming off a tough year, Duke's 0-10, Brookside 2-8 last year, I would imagine walking the halls and getting kids out and getting into that middle school program, that could be a tough sell sometimes.
So to
get your response that you say you've received has to be a positive sign.
It is positive. That's one of the harder things. It's hard to sell a product that doesn't, you know, it's not selling out in the field. You know, you're not having success going 1-9 to 2-8. I mean, there is a little progression there, but not enough where you could get kids say, hey, you know, this program's having success. Now, you know, I want to play. But you know what? We've been came up a little short, but the freshman class came through this year. And you know what? They keep building. You keep trying to get better every single day. You try to keep their confidence up, and you try to get back to where you need to be, which I was a few years ago.
Tom?
And Paul, I'm going to go back to what you talked about earlier. You know, I think we covered you a couple times in that 6-4 year. A lot of momentum, a lot of positive stuff with the program. And you walk out of that year saying, doggone it, we just missed the playoffs. It's 6-4. You're feeling pretty good about the program and where it's at. And then you do back-to-back. How hard is it to take a look back and say, you know, and realize that, you know, I was senior loaded there. So maybe there's some different things we got to do with the program. Talk to me about making that adjustment as a head coach.
Yeah, it stung a little bit, I'm not going to lie. You know, I was, you know, we were riding high there at 6-4. And then, you know, 1-9 hit and, you know, felt like the world was crashing on you. So you got to think outside the box when that stuff happens. You know, you got to do team building stuff. I think the one year I took the kids to the NFL Hall of Fame, you know, we saw Franco Harris speak. Just, I think, getting the team together in the offseason, other than just doing the normal weightlifting every single day, getting stuck in that grind in the routine, then you see kind of numbers drop off. You know, you got to keep them on their toes, try to do different stuff, and you know, keep them fresh, and you know, have some fun with them, and just, you know, keep grinding. You know, obviously it's hard work, but you know, you got to keep the kids active, and you know, as long as you keep doing what you're supposed to be doing, you do the right things, and you know, you do try to be a player's coach. You know, you can't grind them down to the ground. And, you know, good things will happen. As long as you're doing the right things, the right things will eventually happen.
Have you changed anything philosophically about what you do offensively or defensively based on the last 2 years? Do you just say, nah, we've got a good solid plan, we just got to be better at preparing for it?
Defensively, we've tried to stay mostly consistent. You know, you don't want to change, you know, there's tweaks here and there, you know, but I think when you stay in that same system, they know the terminology, they know what to expect, you know what to coach. Offensively, you know, high school football, you know, sometimes you got the skill guys like we did that, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. And now, you know, we got some big linemen this year. We got two returning 2 year starters and then one returning 3 year starter. So we got some power on that offensive line. We're going to try to pound the ball this year. So that, other than that, you know, I'm trying to keep it consistent. I try to keep my staff consistent so they know what to expect out of me and my staff. But, you know, you tweak here and there, but I want to stay consistent.
And, Paul, doesn't that send a message to your kids as well, saying, hey, we believe in what we're doing. Yeah. I mean, if you're changing your offense and changing your defense every year, the kids are going to go, man, we're changing all the time because coach doesn't believe in what he's doing. So if you have a core belief, say, listen, we may have been 1-9, we may have been 2-8, but this will work. That plays into some buy-in, correct?
And I tell them, you got to trust the process. You know, and the process can be a grind sometimes. But if you trust the process, you trust your coaches, you trust the guy next to you, and you know it because, you know, it has worked. You know, obviously it did work that first year. And, you know, sometimes it is the Jimmys and the Joes rather than the X's and the O's. You've heard that. But you know what? We know it can work. And you just got to trust the process. That's why I repeat that over and over and over to these guys.
So how do you measure success this year? What are some goals?
I tell the kids, get better every day. And what we have on the back of our shirts, which we wear every Thursday, you know, Friday's jersey day, obviously, Friday, it's the we before me. You know, you got to put we, you know, before me. Maybe you're not feeling good that day. Maybe you don't want to practice. Maybe you don't want to get out of bed, you know. But you got to do it. You got to think about it. When you're about to make that decision, you got to think about the team. How's that going to affect the team? And I just watched that Hard Knocks where Jarvis Landry had the, you know, very...
Yeah, we're live,
very,
Coach.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to say any of those words.
But there is a point.
There is a point to that speech where I try to sum it up to my boys without using those words. That, you know what, you got to be at practice. You know, you got to show up. You know, the aches and pains are there. I tell them, the team's down the road. They're hot. They're tired. Don't feel sorry for yourself. And you got to take it a day at a time. Embrace the grind. And just go with it and get better.
How have you looked this summer? What have you seen that you liked?
You know what? Our offensive line is starting to click a little bit. You know, we got some big boys. You know, they just got to start firing off the ball a little bit more. We picked up a basketball player. His name's Jacob Cole. He's a senior. I wish he was a little younger, but you could tell. You tell him to do something, and he just looks natural. So he could be a big impact this year, and I believe in him. We did get a quarterback from Open Door, Donovan Davis, because Open Door discontinued their football team, and he lives in Sheffield Village. So he came to me in May when we were doing our helmet fitting, and I actually took his dad as the coach too. So he's one of my assistants, and Terrence Davis. So it was kind of a two-for-one there. So Donovan's looking like our starting quarterback, and, you know, he looks pretty good. And, you know, we did lose John Heiss to Amherst, so that was going to be our quarterback this year. But, you know, Donovan's stepping up, and he's filling in the role, and I think the guys are believing in what us coaches are telling them.
There you go. Well, again, hard to believe it's been 4 years.
I know.
But hats off to you because
he's not any gray hair yet. I don't know.
It's coming. I promise you.
I'm looking. It's not falling out. He hasn't pulled it out, and it's not gray. I don't know if he's coached for 4 years or not, Tim.
But I think everybody would say programs have to have consistency.
Yes.
You know, you have that revolving door. You're never going to get ahead. And you may have hit a dip in the road here. But you have to have consistency within the program.
And Brookside struggled with that consistent head coach being there. It's been a revolving door, and that's all I ever heard about. You know, we need consistency. So I try. Obviously, I've been here. This is my fourth year, and I try to keep my staff as consistent as the same as I can. But you know, there's always one or two guys that may change up. But you know, I've had my core there the last 4 years.
There you go. Hey, best of luck this year.
Thank you.
Look forward to talking to you every week on the Forecast Show, man.
Alrighty.